You're here in Marquette today, taking some measurements. It looks like you got some, changes in store for the team, and looking forward to the year. What's going through your mind at this point, and what can we look forward to over the coming months?
We're going to do, speaking of tape measures, we're going to do a little bit of renovation in the team office and the dressing room now that it's been cleaned up, and it smells better in here too. So, but yeah, we want to just, it was our first year, and sometimes you have to do things like see to your pants and getting to know the community and all that. But we're looking to continue to be involved in the community heavily, maybe even more so in the seasons ahead, and just be professional about everything we do, and really call Marquette home and have Marquette call the Royals their hockey team.
Where do you come from, and what a little bit about your background?
Well, this is I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. The last 4 years I've coached the Fort Wayne Federals, same league as the Royals. Before that I was in Chicago for a couple years. I'll be entering my seventh year of coaching junior hockey, and won a few titles along the way, and had some good seasons and helped kids get to where they're going, be it college or higher levels of junior hockey, and want to continue what was started here this last year.
Marquette Royals got off to quite a start this past year in their inaugural season. They finished top of the heap, top of the league. What aspects of their game do you intend to bring to the show?
Well, they were a pretty good puck possession team, and I think that's the kind of philosophy I have. Want to continue that. They had some fantastic players that they'll be hard guys to replace, like a Dallas McLaughlin and Lane King. I mean, they just tore the league apart, and those guys are once in a maybe coaching career opportunity to coach those guys, and those will be big shoes to fill, but we've got some good guys already lined up. The team's success overall, we hope to continue that.
Coming to Marquette, you inherit a very solid core. The community is behind the Royals. What is your overall philosophy in building upon the successes of last year, and what kind of changes do you expect to see as you begin putting the team together and looking at next season?
Well, the philosophy I have just from a team concept is, we have 25 players rostered. We like to get everybody involved, and that means going with, running your four lines throughout the season. It might cost you a win or two here and there during the season, early in the season, but we're about development too, so we got to make these guys better. And come February, March playoff time, we've got four lines going, and get all four lines going, and not so much rely on two, three guys, or one line for that matter.
Any early predictions about the 2014-2015 season?
The only prediction I'll make on that is to finish 500 and make the playoffs. So that's how we start every season.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.